Chapter 5, Destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Here is another great miracle which God wrought. We have told you about the destruction of all that were upon the earth by the great flood, except Noah and those who were with him in the ark. Now we come to another example of the great power of God in destroying the wicked. But this time it was by fire instead of water. God is able to use the one as well as the other to bring his solemn judgments to pass and to show his great anger against sin. You will remember that when Lot separated from Abram, he chose the well-watered plain of Sodom, although the people there were so wicked. Instead of choosing rather to dwell alone and have God with him, as Abram did, Lot chose what was pleasant to him naturally, even though it meant he must live with such wicked people. But you will see that it cost him a great deal. He lost all his goods and his wife, and nearly his own life as well. First of all, there came those four kings against Sodom, and they took Lot away captive and all his goods. But God had mercy upon him and helped Abram to recover Lot and bring him back again with his goods. Still, he went to dwell in Sodom again with his wife and two daughters, and these were married to the wicked men of that city. We are told that the wickedness of Sodom was pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness. They lived in this well-watered plain, where there was plenty of food and all things that were pleasant, and so they became idle and proud. They forgot their Creator, who gave them all these mercies, and sinned against him in many dreadful ways. But the time came when God would not let them go on any longer in thus sinning against him. Yet he remembered Lot, and was very merciful to him, as we shall see. God also told Abram what he was going to do with Sodom, because he was a friend of God, and you know how Abram pleaded with the Lord. No doubt he thought of Lot, who was a righteous man, and he said to the Lord, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" God said he would not destroy the city if there could be found 10 there who were righteous. But they could not find even 10. And as far as we know, Lot was the only righteous man there. Then the angels who had come to Abram went on to Sodom, and Lot took them into his own house. They told Lot that they had come to destroy the city, for God had sent them to do it, and they begged Lot to flee out of the place with his wife and family. But his sons-in-law only laughed at him and would not go. So Lot went out with his wife and two daughters, and the angels laid their hands on them to make them hurry, saying, "Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain." But Lot's wife looked back, and for doing this she was turned into a pillar of salt. This was one miracle, that her life should be so suddenly taken from her, and she should be turned into salt. It was God who did this, because she disobeyed his word, looking back, and wishing she had not got to leave the city. This pillar of salt was set up to be a warning to us all, and to remind us that we should not set our hearts on the things of this world, for God has said, "Come out from among them and be separate." So Jesus warned his disciples when he told them that the time would come when the earth shall be destroyed by fire, as Sodom was. He said, "Remember Lot's wife." But Lot and his daughters must not stop, and they made haste to escape. Then, when they had gone out of the city, the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from heaven. What a great miracle that was, so that, as we are told, they were overthrown as in a moment. The cities were destroyed, and all the people in them, and that which grew upon the ground. No longer was it a well-watered plain, and nothing could ever grow there again. So will it be at the end of the world. The earth and all things that are therein will be burned up, and the heavens will melt with a great heat. How merciful God was to Lot, to bring him out of the city before he destroyed it. He was saved, it is true, yet it was so as by fire and with such great loss, because he should not have dwelt there with the wicked. We need the same mercy to be shown to us in this life, that God would give us grace to see and feel our own wickedness, and to repent of it, and seek that he would save us from our sins and from the world which lieth in wickedness. May you be found amongst those who are made righteous in Christ Jesus. You will know that the story of Lot and Sodom is found in the book of Genesis, chapters 18 and 19. Then in the Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 4, we are told that Sodom was overthrown as in a moment, while the wickedness of Sodom is spoken of in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, you can read how we are told to remember Lot's wife, and in the 2nd of Peter, chapter 2, that Lot was a righteous man.